Now turn to part 4, questions 20 to 25. Look at the 6 sentences for this part. You will hear a conversation between a student called Peter and his father about their plans for the summer. Decide if each sentence is correct or incorrect. If it is correct, put a tick in the box under A for yes. If it is not correct, put a tick in the box under B for no. You now have 20 seconds to look at the questions for part 4. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Hi, Peter. I wanted to ask you something. Do you know when your summer holidays start?
It's the middle of June. About the 13th, I think. Why?
Well, you know when Mum goes on her painting course in France, the week of the 16th? I've decided to go to Scotland.
Yeah?
A friend of mine called Jim has asked if I want to go with him and spend a week camping there. We'll do lots of hill walking and climbing.
Sounds great. Go for it, Dad. I suppose you want me to stay and look after the house, don't you?
Well, actually, I was wondering if you wanted to come with me. Jim has got a son your age, and he's coming too. I thought you might enjoy going off and doing a few things together. And it would be good to have a proper break before you start your summer job.
Oh, I see. That's a great idea, Dad. I'd love to come, but I really don't have the money for a holiday.
Oh, well, it won't cost much. I'll drive us up to Scotland. The campsite belongs to a friend of Jim, so that won't cost anything. And of course, Jim and I will pay for food and drink and things like that.
In that case, I'd love to come. Have you ever met Jim's son?
Oh, yes, yeah, several times, when he was a bit younger.
What's he like?
He's very similar to Jim. Easy to get on with, enjoy sport and good food. I'm sure you'll find plenty to talk about.
Perhaps we could all get together sometime soon. You know, have a chat and plan a few things.
We could try, but it might be difficult. Jim's job takes him all over the world. But let's ask. Shall I phone him tonight?
Good idea. Catch you later, Dad.
Okay, then.
Now listen again.
Hi, Peter. I wanted to ask you something. Do you know when your summer holidays start?
It's the middle of June. About the 13th, I think. Why?
Well, you know when Mum goes on her painting course in France, the week of the 16th? I've decided to go to Scotland.
Yeah?
A friend of mine called Jim has asked if I want to go with him and spend a week camping there. We'll do lots of hill walking and climbing.
Sounds great. Go for it, Dad. I suppose you want me to stay and look after the house, don't you?
Well, actually, I was wondering if you wanted to come with me. Jim has got a son your age, and he's coming too. I thought you might enjoy going off and doing a few things together. And it would be good to have a proper break before you start your summer job.
Oh, I see. That's a great idea, Dad. I'd love to come, but I really don't have the money for a holiday.
Oh, well, it won't cost much. I'll drive us up to Scotland. The campsite belongs to a friend of Jim, so that won't cost anything. And of course, Jim and I will pay for food and drink and things like that.
In that case, I'd love to come. Have you ever met Jim's son?
Oh, yes, yeah, several times, when he was a bit younger.
What's he like?
He's very similar to Jim. Easy to get on with, enjoy sport and good food. I'm sure you'll find plenty to talk about.
Perhaps we could all get together sometime soon. You know, have a chat and plan a few things.
We could try, but it might be difficult. Jim's job takes him all over the world. But let's ask. Shall I phone him tonight?
Good idea. Catch you later, Dad.
Okay, then.
That is the end of part 4. You now have 6 minutes to check and copy your answers onto the answer sheet. That is the end of the test.